No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed, Dennis, and even Captain Keith is going to join us as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here on Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly live from Sun and Fun in Lakeland today. Ed, are you ready?
I am born ready.
Yeah, this is like the spring break of aviators. And so we're going to have a wet T-shirt contest amongst the Just Plane Radio crew. Hampton and Austin are going to be the judges. Austin is Dennis's son, and Hampton is one of the flight instructors at Flight Training Professionals, right?
Yeah,
one of your guys?
One of our guys.
Yeah, Hampton, you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Remember, when you see Ed shirtless, you can't unsee it. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you mean. No,
okay.
I'm kidding.
Right. Sounds like he's
you
been there.
Done him that. Almost speechless, which is rare.
Oh, really? All right, Austin, you've seen your dad shirtless many times, right?
I decline to comment.
Okay. Well, they're technically we're not going to be shirtless. We're going to wet T-shirts.
No, it's a sunburn contest.
A sunburn. Okay, little redneckish kind of thing going on. But look, we're having a big time this week, and we're going to bring you along for the ride and cover what we can here at Sun and Fun. This is the largest aviation event, literally in the country, other than Air Venture, right?
Other than Air Venture, you're correct.
Yeah, but this is massive. This is a great event. We're recording the show, actually, and it's a Thursday morning right now at this particular time. And already the first 2 days of the show, lights came on and talked to the media. We were hanging out in the media room at the moment, and he told everybody, says, hey, look, first 2 days, we've already broke records. We're getting all kinds of positive comments. The economy is obviously kicking because all the vendors are very, very happy. They've sold a lot of stuff, even run out of stuff, and it's only not even halfway through the event. That's a good sign, right, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, the weekend has not even gotten on us, and if they're out of stuff, they need to get some more stuff in.
Well, they're restocking. They're going to make sure they're all set for everybody through the weekend and cover it accordingly, but that's a good sign. I love hearing that kind of thing, and that's good for the industry. That's good for people that want to get into general aviation, and just good for the world. You know, it's a big, happy, joyous occasion here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland right now. Now, Dennis flew his Mooney 201 into the event solo. You flew by yourself, and then the family joined you a couple days later, flying in on commercial. But you had quite the journey from Minnesota down here to Lakeland. Is that right?
That's true. We had to leave a little bit earlier than I had planned because I wanted to make sure we didn't get trapped behind some weather. So took off on Tuesday, a week before the show started, and stopped in Clarksville, Tennessee at Outlaw Field.
He took the last plane to Clarksville. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.
Please stop.
It turns out, though, that apparently they named the field appropriately because as I was turning base to final, I got cut off by a Columbia 400 that was on a 6 mile straight in final. So
and you gave him, you told him he was number one?
I did tell him he was number one, and I followed Greg's techniques and did a right 360 in the pattern to give him room.
How did the radio chatter go at that particular moment? Did you have any comments? Did you click the button open and say something?
I did. I said, don't worry. I'll go around for you.
Aha. He said it much more politically correct than I think I would have. Hampton, have you been in that situation a few times, flying around Orlando Executive or what?
You know, I have. I was on a cross country the other day up around Cross City and ran into somebody up there, and they were just completely off the radio. And they came in at the very last second after they cut me off, and they keyed up and said, oh, we're on final. And, you know, I was a little less polite, and I said, okay, there you are. Glad to hear from you. We're behind you.
So this is a fairly typical thing, I guess, then, Ed. And you just have to be aware of your surroundings. That's why you got to keep your head on a swivel when you're flying around these airports all the time, right?
Absolutely. There's no substitute for keeping your eyes outside looking for other airplanes because they never know when they're going to show up.
Yes, I remember a couple years ago when Ed and myself flew in, and he was so panicked. He was like, I never seen him that wired when we were flying into Sun and Fun. Especially, actually, it was more so when we left the event, and he was just like looking around like, Greg, pay attention. What are you doing? Don't fall asleep there. Look, you look over here. I'm gonna look over here. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? You were really, you were really wired. You know what I'm saying? Because you knew there were a lot of people like the folks that Dennis encountered in Clarksville flying in and out of Sun and Fun, though, at least a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true every year coming in and out of a Sun and Fun or Oshkosh, for that matter. You know, there's a great procedure. They write a great procedure, and if everybody reads it and everybody follows it, it's actually very effective. But
they don't read. They want to wait for the movie instead of read the book kind of deal.
There are even movies of it, and they don't bother to go to YouTube and see the movie of the procedures. So it does. Basically, you got to trust no one and look out for yourself. And yes, coming into an event like this, you have to be much more highly attuned to what's going on around you.
Yeah. Well, in Dennis's case, you didn't even get here, and you had to encounter that. Once you got into Lakeland, you didn't have any issues, did you?
No, actually getting into Lakeland was great. I came in early on Sunday and was cleared to land 7 miles out, but the air show hadn't started. But yesterday, I actually took the airplane out during the show and flew out. We did some air work with the folks from Stratus, testing a latest version of one of their software packages so they can get it released on the App Store. And on the way back in, we joined up with everything. Controllers are telling you exactly what to do. So even if you didn't read the procedure, they were telling you to turn left at the cake water tower and all this kind of stuff. And yet, the Cessna that I was following, I think he wound up out at Plant City before he finally realized where he was and had to turn. So they turned me inside the Cessna and put me on the orange dot, and I had no problem.
Well, there you go. But the fact that you had that little encounter in Clarksville kind of put you on alert, I guess, right?
You're always got your head on the swivel because there was a lot of airplanes in close vicinity. I was following another Mooney. There was a Comanche behind me. So if I screw up, you know, it's affecting everybody else too. So I don't want to be the cause of the problem.
Very good. Now, Austin, you flew in with the rest of the family commercial. Were you critiquing your commercial pilot on your way into Sun and Fun or what?
Well, I had no critiques of our pilot. We were on a scare bus, so would have preferred to have been on a Boeing, but that's just me. But it was fun to be in the know of what was going on, because in college I've been going through all my advanced aircraft systems classes. So, the blue hydraulic system, you know, is doing this and that, and the IDG is doing its thing, and we got all the hydraulics, and it was just cool to kind of be in the know.
Yeah, so you could
the weird noises.
Yeah, that's right. You could hear this all on the scare bus, as you call it.
Yeah. You know, doors closed, and you hear a couple like whines right below, because we were right under the wing, and you know, my mom starts like, "What was that?" Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, we're just losing hydraulics. Plane's going down. But then just stay calm, right? That's what you told her?
Yeah, just stay calm. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, there you go. Austin is, he's pretty much going to replace the rest of us on the Just Plane Radio crew. You hear he has the voice. He has more certifications in his paw already.
Does that mean I can retire now?
Well, I don't think it's more of a retiring other than it's like being put out to pasture.
Ooh, well, as long as
being expired.
As long as there's a pension, I'm fine with that.
Okay, keep dreaming, buddy. Keep dreaming for sure.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Two times nothing.
Double
nothing.
Double off.
They need volunteers here at Sun and Fun.
Oh, there you go. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to do. You got to actually a lot of the folks that work here at Sun and Fun are exactly doing that. They're retired aviators, and you know what? That's one of the cool things about this event. You know, when you're walking the aisles of the hangars as media, we get like rides in the golf cart sometimes, which is a little perk that they offer the media to get from one event to the other. But all the drivers are volunteers, and if you start, well, they'll start talking to you. That's just what they do. They do these events to be a part of the social community here of aviators, and it's really neat because they have amazing stories. What, Dennis?
Well, there's over 3,500 volunteers just to make this show happen. Think about that number. I mean, that's massive coordination to get those people, you know, people volunteering their time to come here to this show. Yeah, it's to be surrounded by airplanes. Most of us would do that, but these people are coming here and working just to be around the planes.
And they want to share their story. And if you start digging, you'll find out, like, oh, yeah, I was a fighter pilot back in World War I or II or whatever. And, I mean, it's
officer on a 787.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. crazy talent we're talking about, and it's just worth coming talking to some of the volunteers and hearing their story. So we might tap into some of that today on the show. You think, Ed?
Sounds good.
As well as find some of the latest and greatest stuff that has been debuted here at Sun and Fun. We had a major, well, there's all kinds of big announcements. Tom Haynes, we're going to try to connect with him from AOPA. He's been following that. But the big news that caught all our attention right before we got down here to the event in Lakeland was Piper has announced a new trainer. And I know you want to take a look at that, right?
Yeah, it's using some new technology, basically some technology that was built for the light sport and the home build industry. The G3X is now able to be put into certified airplanes, so they're basing on that, a different engine, and trying to get it in a better price point for schools like us.
A much better price point. We'll talk about that and then some coming up on today's edition from Sun and Fun and Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You can't fly.
No, but until I can, I have to set up for piloting a plane. Let's do it. Come on, Bernie. You can't ground this eagle. It needs to soar. You know I can do this.
We've come this far. Don't you be scared now. Cause you can learn to fly on the way.
This is Just Plain Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot. We are at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. And yes, I have Captain Keith with me now, too. We have a complete crew. Ed, myself, Dennis, my son Austin, Hampton. We got all kinds of people here, Keith. Welcome.
Well, thank you, sir.
Better late than never.
I'm glad you finally remembered my name.
What do you mean?
Well, you were stumbling there trying to figure out who I was.
No, that was called a dramatic pause.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build suspense that who is on the show. But, yeah, we got a full crew, and we've actually brought out the big guns now because we're in the AOPA 10, and we have Tom Haynes with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Greg and guys. I'm great. It's really been a good week here so far, and we're having a great time.
You got here just in time for the Just Plain Radio wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah,
spring
right.
Break of aviation, we're tying in.
I know, but there's a lot of folks around here I'd just as soon not see in a t-shirt of any sort, let alone wet.
I just gave you that mental image. When you're looking over at Captain Keith right now, you're like, oh, brother. How do you feel about that?
Hey, he can look at me. That's fine.
Okay, all right.
At least you're not in your shorts.
Okay, well, I'm not going to judge. Let's just leave that alone. Obviously, this is a major aviation event. It looks like it's cranking big time today. Once again, they've already broke records. Tom, what are you hearing?
Well, we certainly started off a little bit slow, but with the weather being down at the beginning of the week, but the last couple of days have been great, and the crowds have been good. And Night Air Show was fun last night, so it's off to a good start. And of course, Sun of Fun is, you know, a great kickoff for the 2019 flying season in general. So off we go.
Yeah, you know, I was here for the Wednesday night show, and the only downside is, you know, the drones got blown out. I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. I was looking forward to that too. But since you opened the door,
yeah,
May 10th and 11th, Frederick, Maryland, AOPA's first flying of the year. We're scheduled to have a drone night drone show there too.
Is it going to be the same group or different folks or what?
It's the same group, and right. We'll have between 80 and 100 drones doing a special AOPA 80th anniversary routine. So we should be sure to come by for that and check out the drone show.
Well, they'll have a second show tonight. You know, the show that we're recording right now, it's actually Thursday for us, but you're hearing it on Saturday. Tonight is the second attempt for the night show. Hopefully they won't get blown out for that one. The weather was great. It was just a little too windy for the drones to operate, which actually would have made it more fun to watch, I think. You know what I mean? That level of excitement and uncertainty that, you know, they're going to put on a better show than they even planned to. But we'll see what happens, right?
Right. The gyro stabilization went out on one, and it went zinging across the field somewhere. It may not have been so good.
What a show that would be, I'm telling you. But it may just be me. But the other stuff that we've been seeing here at the show, a lot of buzz on this Piper 100i, I think, is what it is. We just saw that. We're going to talk to those folks here a little bit on the show. What are you thinking of that new entry into the aviation training market?
But I think it's a great move on their part to offer a lower-cost solution for flight schools, as they call them, self-funded flight schools, as opposed to the airline and ab initio programs, university programs. And so we'll see where it goes, knocking almost $100,000 off the price. Not the first time they've been down this road, though. Back in the late 80s, they tried something similar with the Cadet. However, there were a lot of differences in those days about what was going on in the market and how they kind of overbuilt. So this time they seem to have good control over how many of these they're actually going to build, and hopefully they'll get them all sold before they build them so that they can, you know, make some bucks, because last time it was part of the reason they went bankrupt. So I don't think that's going to happen this time.
Well, yeah, the demand is high. We were over there. We're going to talk to them a little bit more, but didn't they say they got like a back order on these things already, Keith?
They do. They have about 700.
That's a good sign from a business standpoint, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, 700 back orders is not a bad deal at all.
No. What else has caught your eye here at Sun and Fun so far? Have you had a chance to wander around and pick up on this? Because, you know, they made that announcement, and I didn't see that coming. Did you, by the way? Did you have a heads up this was going to coming down the pipeline? You're kind of a guy in the know, I know. But we are kind of like slubs that they don't tell till the last minute.
Yeah, actually, I may have had a little insight that one was coming.
Right.
Of course, the big news also here this week is some of the advanced avionics that came out of the AEA show from a week earlier that was out of Palm Springs, the Aircraft Electronics Association. And Garmin had some really big announcements. Dynon is kind of repositioning some of their products. And Aspen and some others had big news, too. So there's a lot of great news. If you're an owner of an older airplane, got a lot of opportunity now to upgrade your panel for really pretty reasonable costs and get a lot more value out of your airplane.
Well, Dennis flew his Mooney 201 down and thought he had everything all set. And how many items are on your list already now, Dennis?
I think what I'm shopping for now is probably worth more than what the airplane was.
Well, there you go. That's what you do when it come to a show like this. What about you? You have a new plane. Do you got to buy some stuff for your avionics and things for that? Well, what is it again? An R-12?
RV-12. Yeah. It's well equipped at the moment for what it is. So it's the bonanza that things catch my eye for that.
Right.
And I'm just looking for the next autopilot on that, and been waiting on the GFC 500 to be certified by Garmin for the A36 Bonanza, and it looks like that's about to happen. So I don't know, that I may be looking for that. Plus, my engine is due for an overhaul, so I'm starting to talk to engine shops too. So looking for ways to spend money.
Well, as we all do when we come to an event like this. Now you're looking right across at your flight instructor, Captain Ed. Picturing him in a wet T-shirt probably too. But are you doing any training while you're down here in Florida?
Not doing any training this year. Last year I did some right ahead of Sun and Fun, but anyhow, I'm gotta get that done when I get home.
Yeah, you're just enjoying yourself flying now, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Flying some different airplanes from time to time, but I had a trip down this way in the Bonanza just a few weeks ago, so that was a fun trip. And, you know, it is so amazing what you can do with a general aviation airplane, the places you can go. I popped down here and did three or four stops throughout the state. It's a big state, as you know, and using an airplane to get around is a really, really good way to make good use of your time.
Are you doing AOPA live here at Sun and Fun, I assume, a couple episodes or what?
Yeah, we're doing one show from here, so that'll be up by the time you hear this. We'll have this week's show up, a lot of reporting coming out of here at Sun and Fun. So look for that, and then look for us also, like I said, at AOPA at Fly-Ins coming up in just a few weeks. So we're going to come back from this show and go right into heavy planning for that one.
Yeah, you know, as I said earlier, we were in the media room, and Lights was giving a press conference talking about, you know, business is up. Everybody's reporting good economic news. Are you feeling that too here so far?
Yeah, the manufacturers that we talk to regularly are all feeling pretty good. I was talking to the guys at Continental Engines yesterday, and they report what some others have said, which it's been overall up, but kind of sporadic. It's like not been a steady up.
Right.
It's been one week, 1 month is really good, and then the next one not so much, but generally an upward trend. So that's good news.
Yeah, we'll take it. That's right. As long as it heads in the right direction, that's a good sign. All right, look, Tom, always a pleasure. Great catching up. We'll let you get back to what you got to do, which is not talk to us. You got to go interface with all these AOPA members and, you know, shake babies, kiss hands, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's always great catching up with you guys. Thanks for including me.
You got it. AOPALive.org. You can go there and check them out. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed, Keith, Dennis, the whole crew, Austin, Dennis's son is here, and Hampton, one of the flight instructors from Flight Training Professionals that works with Ed and Keith, is here with us as well. We just talked to Tom Haynes, kind of a big deal, and if anybody knows this, Hampton does, because Ed was telling me the story that he had a story about Tom Haynes. What?
Yeah, well, we were sitting around the flight school one day, me and a couple of instructors, including Hampton, and they're asking me, have I ever taught anybody famous to fly? Well, I didn't immediately think of Tom. I said,
of course.
Yeah, I taught Tom Haynes to fly, and I thought that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you were impressed by this. Is that right, Hampton?
Absolutely.
Well, Tom is still here. He's hanging around getting ready to do AOPA Live. This happens to you all the time. People come up and say, oh, my God, you're the guy, right?
Yeah, well, I keep telling them I'm the guy, but, you know, sometimes they just don't believe it.
Like, what, I owe you money? That's what I respond with if they come up to me.
Yes,
exactly. But that's cool.
Well, they kind of went crazier than I thought they should, and they kept saying, no kidding, Tom Haynes?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Tom Haynes. And then after talking about it, I'm like, yeah, he's the host of AOPA Live. And they're like, oh.
Wait.
And who do you think it was, Hampton?
We thought it was Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Oh. they kind of look alike. You get that all the time, right, Tom?
Not Tom Hanks, no.
Not Tom Hanks? Okay. All right. But you were thinking of the big guy.
But still just as cool. Absolutely.
Just as cool. Now that you've met with it, you got his picture and everything?
Absolutely.
But like, tell him what you're...
Yeah.
When you went home, tell him what you're...
Your dad said something about this?
Oh, yeah. So I did retell the story to my stepdad, which he's also a pilot. And so I did tell him that it was Tom Haynes, and absolutely he thought it was incredible.
He knew who Tom Haynes was. He couldn't care less about Tom Haynes.
Exactly. He said that he's been keeping up with his articles, watches all of it for years now. So.
And now you are all the wiser as well.
I am.
You are a better human being standing next to Tom Haynes right now, trust me.
I agree.
I've seen Tom Hanks. He's nothing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, we're all in aviation. This is the cool guy here.
Tom Hanks just acts like he's a pilot sometimes. He's not really a pilot. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not one of us. So you're a much bigger deal, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, in the Sully movie, I mean, he just sat there and moved the stick in that Airbus, right?
Yeah, it was all a big act. You know, what's the big deal? I mean, Tom Hanks is the big deal. Trust me.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
All of a sudden, here comes my pilot, and oh, God. These guys are that cool, you just want to slug them. It's just not fair. They got the good hair, the good chin, they got that eyebrow that's always cocked. Nobody ever asks a pilot, what do you do for a living? Because they're like, what the hell do you think I do? Look at my eyebrow. And he is so cool. He goes, Bill, relax. I've been flying for 20 years, and I've only had to eject 3 times. Everything went great. You bragging about that? He goes, I'm just kidding. I've never had to eject. Oh, lucky me, I got the funny pilot. What kind of sick joke is that?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis, Ed, and Keith. Lenny, one of Ed and Keith's buddies, is here. And, oh, there's airplanes, too. I forgot. We're at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, so you might hear that every now and then. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah, we do. It kind of makes us feel at home and more comfortable. Now, we have migrated over to the Cessna Pavilion. They're always here at Sun and Fun, and they are here once again. I got Kelly with me, and as well as Tina, one of the marketing people, to keep Kelly in line. Is that right, Kelly?
I need all the help I can get.
Exactly. If Kelly says anything he's not supposed to, Tina's going to kick me. I don't know where, but she's going to kick me under the table. So that's your role, right? Right, Tina?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, the Cessna people have kind of like, you know, bodyguards and people to keep them in line. Something we should have here at Just Plane Radio.
Say, I think we need one of those for you.
That's what Ed and Keith are to me. They, you know, they kick me quite a bit, too, and places we don't want to discuss. But, yeah, I say Cessna. It's Beechcraft. It's Textron. They own everything now, right?
That is correct. Yep. In 2014, Beechcraft and Cessna came together under Textron Aviation, so we're now one big happy family.
There you go. But let's talk about my plane, my future plane. I've seen Kelly in the past. We've talked about this for years now. The Cessna Grand Caravan has been the plane I've wanted to get for years now, because I want to have this flying studio in the sky, and this seems like the best airplane to handle just that goal, and to maybe take me and my dive buddies down to the Caribbean, do a little diving with some dive gear and stuff, because this thing is a carry capacity monster, right?
It is the Turbine Suburban of airplanes.
I love it. That's what I need. So all we got to do is make this transaction happen, Kelly. I keep telling you this, and for whatever reason, it keeps getting delayed. What's the issue?
Tina's the issue.
Tina! Oh, she just kicked me. Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure something out. But the Grand Caravan has evolved over the last few years. I mean, there's the Grand Caravan. Now there's the Grand Caravan EX. Or there's just the Caravan. What is the model rundown?
So the model rundown is the original 208 is the Caravan. The 208B is the Grand Caravan. In 2012, we certified the EX, which has the larger 867-horse engine, and called it the Grand Caravan EX from that standpoint. So what we wanted to do is improve the performance of the aircraft, better climb rates, better speed, and give operators, you know, all the small things they want at turbine wash ports, borescope inspection ports, so things like
that. I don't
know
what any of that means, Ed. What is that?
Okay, the borescope thing, it's kind of like what happens when you go to the doctor for your colonoscopy.
Aha.
But it's for an engine.
Okay. It sounds like you're supposed to put something in somewhere it's not supposed to be, or you prefer it not to be, but it's good when it comes to aviation.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Makes things a lot easier. Operating costs go down, maintenance costs go down, so it's a lot better for the owners.
All right, there's those planes. They're doing getting ready for the air show here at Sun & Fun. That's going to happen. So it just sets the ambiance for what we're doing here on Just Plane Radio. So I think that's the Blue Angels. I think that's what it is, right? Is that the Blue Angels? Can you tell by just the sound?
Didn't hear a word you just said over.
Yes, okay. Is that the Blue Angels, Ed?
No, that was just two Navy trainers.
Okay, see, I don't have my jet sounds down yet. I'll get it eventually. But, all right, so you have that, and also there's some new avionics that are in these airplanes, too, these Grand Caravans, right?
Correct, yep. Yeah, we ended up doing the NXI Gen 2. So there's some additional features in the airplane, some enhanced autopilot features, some audio features that allow better connectivity for customers. So it's just making the airplane much more interfaced and user-friendly.
You can put like 10 seats in this thing, right? So if you're like, say, 70% full, you're going to do a fuel burn of what, you figure?
Yeah, the airplane is about a 390 pound per hour, which equates to about 55 gallons an hour.
Okay, but you can carry everything, your family and then some, right?
That's it. Correct, yeah. 3,500 pound useful load. So after fueling, it still leaves you a room for at least one ton, 2,000 pounds.
And it flies. I learned in a 172. I haven't got my certificate, but I have flown in a 172. So I'm familiar with that control panel scheme. And that's exactly what I see in this airplane. And they tell me it's just like flying one of those. Is that true?
Absolutely. You know, the aircraft was designed in the way Cessna does their high wings, is the G1000 starts in the 172 all the way up through our aircraft. So customers migrate from the smaller airplanes to the larger. The Caravan handles very much like a 182, except with the turbine out front. Very easy to fly and very easy to maintain.
What do you think, Ed? Can I do it? Would I be able to fly this Grand Caravan as efficiently as I flew the 172?
I don't know, Greg.
I mean, the bar was pretty low on the 172, and they're just as forgiving on the Grand Caravan, I believe.
Okay, I'll give you that.
All right.
You might be able to.
I might. Yeah, okay, it's a 50-50 kind of thing.
How many years has it been since you've been in an airplane?
And so anyway, Kelly, Tina, kick him. That was his, your cue.
It's not going to kick me.
Oh, come on. All right, but you know the thing about this, have you sold any of them at the show yet? Where, you know, it's at the beginning of the show. I know you hope to, but is it typical to sell one of these Grand Caravans at a show like this?
I tell you, the shows are great opportunities. We make our relationships with our customers. It gives them a good opportunity for first look at our aircraft as well as competitor airplanes. So we build a relationship from there, which does ultimately result in sales for us.
All right, and then let's get down to brass tacks here, cost. If we want to take the one that's on display here at Sun & Fun, which it looks like it's equipped to the nines, but you basically order them and you get them how you want to a certain extent. If we fly it out of here, out of Lakeland, how much?
That aircraft is $2.65 million.
Okay. And for Just Plane Radio members and producers and the hosts and things?
$2.85 million.
Oh, I knew there was. Oh, she just kicked me again. All right. So anyway, you know, the thing is, it's a beautiful airplane. It looks nice. And one of the things about these, this style of plane, you guys have a huge, like, maintenance group across the country. So that's one of the advantages of going with a big company like this. If you ever were to have a problem, warranty issues are not an issue with a Grand Caravan, right? Because there's so many out there. You have the facilities to back it up as far as warranty and service and that kind of thing?
Correct. You know, Textron Aviation has the largest service network available. We have the largest number of mobile service unit trucks that come out and service the aircraft, all of our airplanes. The warranty is second to none in the industry. And what I think most important is that Textron is a U.S.-owned company.
There. Well, that says a lot for sure. Keith, the big question is what is your credit card limit?
You're not using my credit card this time. It's time that you do it yourself.
Well, wait, you guys got financing, right?
Absolutely. We've got Textron Financial, so we got a lot of different plans even for you.
Okay, well, not for me. For Keith is going to handle the financial part of this transaction. I mean, you guys could put this in as a management plane. Isn't a Grand Caravan a good management airplane to, like, rent out at a flight school? Ed's looking at me, and I'm thinking he's going to kick me now.
Yeah, probably, but more for a charter company.
More for a charter. Is it used a lot for that? I mean, I know they take them across over the Bahamas down from Fort Lauderdale. There's a few companies that do that kind of thing with Grand Caravans, right?
Correct. The direct operating costs on the Caravan are around $500 an hour. So that's, you know, gives you a great margin on the charter world. You know, the aircraft is very capable, carries just about anything you'd want to do, very comfortable. So it's a really popular chartered aircraft.
Yeah. Now, Captain Dennis, what do you think? You flew your Mooney 201 down here. That would almost fit inside this Grand Caravan EX. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, the fuel burn per hour is about the total capacity of my Mooney.
Good point. Well, there's that. But still, I mean, having that extra size, we could take everybody. Your family had to fly down commercial. If we had one of these, they wouldn't have had to do that. You would have saved all kinds of money. Look at it that way.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of fun. We would have been able to put everybody in, all their luggage and gear and dive gear, and we could have been all over Florida instead of having to fly them into Tampa and pick them up separately.
So how's your credit?
I would have to sell my house, the motorhome, the airplane, and even then I would be scratching for a down payment.
Done. All right. Ned, I go to you last because, Keith's shooting me down. Dennis doesn't sound that optimistic. What do you say?
I think you can get yourself one of these.
No, you don't understand. We have to have a Just Plane Radio airplane and manage it and have me fly it.
You get my wife to approve us buying it, go right ahead. We'll do it.
All right. We're going to the bar.
Sounds good. Enjoy it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Obviously, you can go to Textron.com and learn more about the Grand Caravan and their entire line of aviation flying machines. Great stuff. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun in Lakeland next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. You were born to
fly. My name's Ariel Tweedo. You may remember me from Flying Wild Alaska on the Discovery Channel. You are listening to Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly.
And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know you were born? You were born to fly.
Well, Greg, I got my ticket, so what the hell are you waiting on?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get back in the airplane and learn how to fly. Give me time, Ariel. I'll make it happen. I am Greg, your first mate. This is Just Plain Radio. We are at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, with Captain Dennis right now and his son, Austin. And his plane instructor, Rachel, is with us. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Is this your first time to Sun and Fun or
this
what?
This is. And my first time on a podcast.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you're on a radio show coast to coast. No pressure. But there's like millions of people listening.
No pressure?
No pressure. None at all. You're used to it. You trained Dennis to become an IFR flight guy, right?
I did, pilot. Yeah.
I got to get the terminology right. He's not a flight guy. He is a certified pilot. He's an aviator, exactly. But you trained him. He was a good student, wasn't he?
He came to me fully trained. I'll say it that way. He taught me.
He taught you?
Yeah.
Okay, and
well,
now
kind
you're...
It's hard to believe, considering that I've told everybody, and I honestly believe this, you are the best flight instructor that I've ever had.
And by the way, if you didn't know this, Captain Dennis is the best brown noser aviation expert you've ever met.
He did buy me a nice Yeti cup when I passed him on his check ride, so...
Well, once again, he knows how to brown nose, doesn't he? Yeah, he has to do whatever he can, and I've learned from him. I've given him a few tips. I'm pretty good at that as well. Don't tell Ed or Keith, but it's a whole other thing. But you're not a flight instructor anymore? Are you still doing that on the side? Because now you're working in the industry, right?
Yeah, now I work for a regional airline. I haven't flight instructed in 2.5 years.
Yeah? Do you miss it?
I do. I miss flying general aviation planes. I really do miss it.
Yeah, so
it's not for a lack of an offer to come fly the Mooney. It's kind of like somebody else I know. I can't get them to commit to going for a flight.
Apparently. Well, we're working on it right now. Right after Sun and Fun, Dennis is talking about flying me over to the Bahamas if the weather holds. Should I trust him? Oh, you're his flight instructor, so.
Oh, yeah. And his plane is pretty decked out with awesome equipment, so. Yeah,
you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course. You taught him to fly IFR in it, didn't you?
Not in that plane. Oh, I've only seen his new plane once last year.
Okay, but you give it a two fins up kind of thing? You think he's good to go? Are you a diver, too, by the way?
No, I'm not. I'm afraid of fish.
Afraid of fish. Okay, that'll do it. Well, Dennis and I are scuba divers, so we hope to use his, his Mooney 201 to go to the Caribbean and do some diving. He told you that already, I guess, right?
No, he didn't.
You never told her that was your mission with your airplane?
Oh, I'm sure we talked about it, but, you know, any excuse to fly, I think, is really what it came down to. And if I can make it fun and, you know, find something else to do and a reason to go, there we go.
Exactly. So true. So what are you doing here at Sun and Fun? You're just helping out the company that you work for and recruit new workers or whatever?
Yeah, we're just trying to get information out about our company, trying to recruit some students who want to come work here someday.
And what do you do at the company? Do you actually do the training for this airline, or are you one of the pilots in command?
I'm one of the pilots, so I'm a first officer. I've been there about 2.5 years.
Yeah, so you tell everybody else what to do.
I try to.
Yeah, well, as you should. Yeah, but you don't get out and just fly general aviation. Have you even walked down the flight line to see some of these airplanes?
Yeah, but I actually only got here 2 hours ago, so I'm still waiting to do that.
All right, so it's on the list.
Yes, absolutely.
Still a little early. Now, how would you describe her as a flight instructor, Dennis? Here's your chance to really make it up to your instructor who taught you or got your IFR instrument rating.
Well, I'll tell you, she was the most professional instructor that I ever worked with. You know, she was a fairly new instructor at in-flight, but she was no bullshit. Just very serious, very methodical about everything. There was no... You're not going to ease out of anything, and she would tell you when you were doing something wrong or not, and I just enjoyed flying with because of the professionalism. And when it came to my exam, I was actually talking with my examiner, and he had exactly the same thing. He says she is one of the most professional flight instructors he's ever had the privilege of.
And what does that mean? That you don't laugh a lot, or, I mean, how does it, what does he mean when he says that,
I probably
Rachel?
Laugh too much. I'm kind of a jokester, but I like to keep it lighthearted, yet, you know, stick to the task at hand.
Yeah, you just want to make them comfortable. Is that the deal? Is
absolutely,
that what it is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is there any trick to doing that, or does that just come from your personality? You seem like a really nice lady there.
I think it's a personality thing.
Could you take a slub like me off the street and teach me how to fly?
Oh, sure. Well, no, sorry, Dennis says no, but anyone else?
Why?
Well, how many years has it been that we've been trying to get you certified?
I haven't found the right instructor. It's the instructor's fault, right?
I do think if it's the relationship you have with your instructor.
See, Dennis? It's Ed and Keith's fault.
There you go.
It's a new excuse
now
I haven't used.
Why they're trying to pawn you off on me.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, he's following your flight path and becoming a flight instructor now. Did you know that?
I did know that, and that's excellent.
You think he'll make a good flight instructor? You know him well enough, or you taught him.
He'll be a great instructor.
Yeah. What are the qualities, other than obviously you got to be professional, but that's hard for me to understand because I don't really understand that term. If you listen to the show, you know what I'm talking about. But as far as what are the qualities that make up a good flight instructor in your mind?
Let's see. Definitely being by the book, but not taking it so literally. So you can fly robotically if you want, but you got to have some feeling behind it, some emotion. You got to be comfortable with what you're doing.
Yeah, they got to feel it, and you can just have to, get a vibe, I guess, is what it is with your flight instructor, that relationship between the student and the instructor kind of thing.
Yep, you kind of have to form a friendship because anyone can throw information at you, tell you to turn left, turn right, climb, descend. But if you have a nice relationship and you can kind of talk through it, you're much more comfortable in the training.
Got it. Are you planning to fly a lot yourself as far as, you're working right now, so are you working 7 days a week, or do you get off time in your new gig, or what?
I actually get about 15 to 16 days off a month, but it's usually spread out between work trips, only 2 to 3 days, so in that time I'm just catching up on, household things, laundries, groceries, so I haven't had a lot of time to fly.
But you get to fly in the jump seat now, don't you?
I do, yep, so I get to travel a lot. So as far as flying for leisure, I myself am not flying, but I am jump seating and non-revving around the country.
Got it. And on that note, we'll have to wrap up this edition of Just Plane Radio from Sun and Fun. Till next time, and more coverage from this major event in Lakeland, Florida. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
I like that.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.